I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 59. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men, young black women, and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people, both black and white, who are standing up for justice and racial equality in this country. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror, and it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. What are you doing, young sir, young ma'am, for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others, for your family, and for yourself? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else for that matter, and helps you to live the good life of peace, productivity, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or the woman, for that matter, in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life by the grace of God. Today we will begin looking at the quality of thoroughness from the Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Many of you do not know this, but Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall's original name was Thorogood. Evidently, his parents wanted him to be thorough, and he was that. He changed his name to Thurgood to make it shorter. Anyway, thoroughness is carrying out each task in preparation for God's personal inspection and approval. When David prayed, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin," he used the Hebrew word rabbah, which occurs 74 other times in Scripture, as multiply. He was asking God to cleanse him over and over so that there would be no trace of sin or iniquity left. Thoroughness in cleansing is not accomplished by a quick once-over, but by a deep cleaning and complete washing to make sure every bit of dirt or uncleanness is removed. Thoroughness in work. We have a tendency to do work as thoroughly as is necessary to pass the inspection of those who assign us the job. However true thoroughness is motivated by the awareness that each job we do will be personally and, by the way, thoroughly inspected by the Lord. This is the message of Colossians chapter 3, verses 22. Through 24, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." The Greek word translated as heartily in Colossians 3 is translated as soul in 58 other New Testament passages. and 40 times as life. This means that thoroughness requires putting our whole souls into our work, including concentrating with the mind, directing the emotions, and using the will to do a complete job with excellence. Since we are actually working for the Lord and not just for an earthly employer, we are to do a job that is consistent with God's character and standards, which will no doubt be higher than those of an employer. Therefore, if we pass the Lord's inspection, we should certainly exceed an employer's expectations. Thorough cleansing. God's chief concern for our thoroughness is in the inward cleansing of our hearts. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." After listing sins that need to be cleansed from our lives, Scripture states, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Based on the need for inward thoroughness, we should pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When God thoroughly searches our hearts, he will reveal to us the hidden areas of sin and uncleanness. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be thorough good. Help us to be thorough in everything that we do. And help us to do it for your glory, praise, and honor. And indeed, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us thoroughly of our sins. And make us fit for your use. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to serve you today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.